Now, when we first designed the Apple II in a garage, what most people don't know is we designed it to be built in a garage. And we thought if we ever built 50 a month, we'd be doing great. Now, we've obviously exceeded our expectations by over 2,000 times in the month of December. But never before Macintosh has a personal computer been designed from the start to be built in the millions. From day one on Macintosh, we kept manufacturability in mind and have designed it as the first personal computer to be built in the millions. And I want to take you very briefly through how a Macintosh goes together. We first take the front bezel, which is the most precisely tooled piece of plastic that Apple has ever manufactured, and to it we affix a stamped sheet metal part and the cathode ray tube. Next, we attach the single board containing the entire high-definition video electronics and the entire lightweight switching-type power supply. Next, the 3.5-inch disk drive is attached, followed by a shield around the disk drive. Next, the single 10-inch by 10-inch board containing the entire 32-bit digital graphics processing computer is slid into the metal infrastructure, and the cables are attached. And with four screws, the rear case is then put on, and the Macintosh is tilted up for the first time and ready to go into an automated 24-hour burn-in, after which the keyboard and the mouse are added. And the challenge for us is to do this once every 27 seconds.